What's Cooking with Fantasy Football? It's brought to you by Freeman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. You know what that means. Our good friend Brad Evans joining us here on Joe Low and Dibs. Joe is out with the family. I am Jim Cosimore in for Joe. All right, let's get it started, Brad. First question has to do with quarterbacks. Do you play Watson or Trubisky? I am in the loser's bracket championship game.
Great.
Watson
there
or
is such
Trubisky?
A thing?
Yeah, there
weekend.
Is. I hope you're playing for pride, hopefully some kind of monetary gain.
Yes, a little bit. I think you get your entry fee.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you got something on the line then.
Yes.
You're making it interesting. You definitely go with Deshaun Watson. Look, I understand the Bears want to exact revenge after that week one debacle in the second half. And, of course, you know, Willis Reed and, you know, the impersonation that Aaron Rodgers made after halftime and coming out. And, you know, Green Bay scoring 24 consecutive points to win that game going away on a 75-yard bomb to Randall Cobb. I'm not bitter about that at all as a Bears fan.
There you go.
But I think Trubisky, this is going to be a rock'em sock'em kind of ugly affair, you know, black and blue endeavor that we're used to and accustomed to seeing between these two teams, particularly in Chicago. So I go with Deshaun Watson, just a higher ceiling there. It's the puddle jumpers, for crying out loud. The Saturday matinee special, you know, 250 plus, couple of touchdowns, raises the floor, we're 40 to 50 rushing, may get a rushing TD as well. You take that all day long and get your entry feedback.
Goat Dan Dibley here, Lethal Inflection, regular season winner in the top seed in the playoffs, as I pat myself on the back painstakingly. Tyreek Hill tonight. Do I roll the dice? Do I throw the tumblers and play him? Or am I better off holding out until the weekend?
Well, it just depends what your alternatives are. I mean, I still am ranked as a top 15 option. Is he going to be limited physically? Yes, in some form or fashion. I mean, he was in and out of the game last week with that nettlesome injury to his foot, specifically to his heel, but he did practice yesterday. Should be good to go. I mean, his ceiling's just so damn high. And, you know, knowing that the backfield is a full-blown RBBC, probably going to be spearheaded by Damian Williams tonight, it's going to be even more of an emphasis on Patrick Mahomes' arm, though I think Zeus, Travis Kelce, is going to be raining down lightning bolts on the Bolts in this one and probably go for 100-plus and a couple of touchdowns. But because of the big play ability of Hill, I think you got to trot him out there unless you just have a murderer's row of options to lean on.
Go Chocolate Thunder from Down Under. My brother, who do you go with, Phillip Rivers or Mahomes?
Oh, good Lord, have mercy. This is what we call a lucky seven situation. I will be chugging the love juice if
He's
I own both
of those guys.
He's in a two-team
league, Goat, so yeah, he was able to get both.
I think it's a one-man league. A one-man band, Chocolate Thunder from Down Under. It's close. I mean, I've got Mahomes number one. Again, I think the point of emphasis is going to be on his arm, knowing the shakeup in that backfield. You can throw on this Chargers secondary, though they've made some strides. I mean, Tyreek Hill has owned Casey Hayward in his career earlier this season, going well north of 100 yards and a pair of touchdowns on just 15 routes run and 8 targets in the opening act. So, you know, I don't think he's going to be able to duplicate that, but 300-plus, multiple scores, definitely in the fearless forecast. So I think Phillip Rivers could also flirt with maybe upwards of 400 yards with a pair of touchdowns as well.
All right, Brad Evans, who's our fantasy expert over at Yahoo Fantasy Sports, he's joining us here. You get him on Twitter at Yahoo Noise. I got one off the text line, then I want you to hear something Stephen A. Smith said the other day, then we're going to get to a bunch of phone calls for Brad Evans. This off the 916, Seattle defense at San Francisco or the Minnesota defense taking on Miami?
Minnesota back at home. The John DeFilippo era over, calling the shots on offense. I think this entire team is going to galvanize. I think they're going to rectify their issues. I know off the Miami Miracle and that high, the Dolphins are going to have a massive letdown. I think they get blasted up there by the Vikes. So take the Norsemen in that dilemma.
All right, so you take the Minnesota defense based strictly on gut. Let's go. We got to get to the phones, but we want to. They told me Stephen A. Smith stuff.
Let's just get to the phones. Maybe we'll tag it out with a little Stephen A. Stephen A. is embarrassment.
Napa John, you've been waiting the longest, so let's get started with John and Napa. What do you got? You're on with Brad Evans, John.
Me, I'm having a hard time starting Leonard Fournette over Chris Carson. I want to know if that's the right thing to do.
No, I actually go the other direction there. I go Chris Carson over Leonard Fournette. I mean, Jacksonville, mentally, they're like in the Maldives on vacation right now. I mean, come on. They're done defensively. Did you see them attempt to tackle Derrick Henry last week? And I think that is going to snowball in a negative way for the offense as a result. It could be a deficit that they deal with against Washington. Yes, even with Josh Johnson under center there. That's just an ugly game. I want nobody involved in that particular contest. Sound like Odell Beckham may not go for the Giants. I'm just reading reading right now, too, off the wire. So that, you know, is another option out there for you fantasy owners if you have some prominent names to deal with. But, you know, getting back to that Washington-Jacksonville game, no, I'd rather have Chris Carson. I think he's good for 90 yards and a touchdown, even though he's splitting touches with Rashad Penny.
Ernesto, San Francisco, you're on 95.7 The Game with Brad Evans. Go ahead, Ernesto.
Hey, good morning. All right, ready to rock with the playoffs. Should I do Russell Wilson or Dak Prescott? And then for my RB2, I got kind of a no-brainer, Philip Lindsay, or should I go with the sleeper and Damian Williams tonight?
Thanks. No, you're playing Philip Lindsay. Book it at least 85 yards and a touchdown against that front of Cleveland. Ranks inside the top 10 in most fantasy points allowed to the RB position. And Lindsay, he's a chunk gainer. He'll probably have a couple of 20-plus yard runs in that Saturday night special. And I'm going with a Dak attack. You know, Prescott, QB8 since week 8 in fantasy points per game. The relationship, the budding chemistry that he has on the field right now, unbreakable between him and Amari Cooper, been dumping it off as well, getting Zeke Elliott more involved in the pass game. Michael Gallup's made some strides, and I like the matchup. I know Indianapolis ranks 18th in most fantasy points allowed to the quarterback position, but they have faced a bunch of meerkats, not murderers, in terms of quarterbacks here in recent weeks. So looks, they are indeed deceiving for the Colts.
Off the text line, Aaron Rodgers or Baker Mayfield?
Baker, touchdown maker. I'll take him. Did you see? I mean, you guys live in the Bay Area. You probably watched the Niners game. I don't know why you want to put yourself through that, but it was exhilarating for moments, for sure, in getting the victory. I mean, they were allergic to George Kittle. I think they thought that Kittle had leprosy. They wanted nothing to do with him. He was like yards away, wide open. When Nick Mullins, we're not talking Steve Young or Joe Montana or even Elvis Gerbeck. We're talking about Nick Mullins chuckling after the game saying, I couldn't believe how open my guys were. That is the state of the Denver Broncos secondary down Chris Harris Jr. So I go with Baker Mayfield all day long. 280 yards, 2 touchdowns at a minimum.
Sandy in Oakland, you're on with Brad Evans here on 95.7 The Game. Go ahead, Sandy.
All right, guys, semifinal game. I'm down 6. It's a 2-week playoff. T.Y. Hilton or Alshon Jeffrey? I'm coming for you, AJ. I know you're out there listening.
Yeah. Trash talking.
Well, I would anticipate Alshon to get a heavy dose of Aqib Talib. I would veer very far away from that matchup. I don't like the matchup either for T.Y. Hilton on paper. Likely to see Byron Jones, who's given up just a 74 passer rating, under 0.70 yards per snap to his assignments. But Hilton, I've been checking some of the over-unders on player props on various online sites, and I've seen almost all of them around 110 to 115. The wise guys know, even though it's a difficult matchup, I think you got to maximize the volume, and it's going to be cranked for T.Y.
Let's get to Ben in San Jose. You're next on 95.7 The Game. Little fantasy expert Brad Evans. Go ahead, Ben.
Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I've got 3 running backs. I need to sit 1. James White, Dalvin Cook, or Tariq Cohen. Thank you.
I sent James White down. His role is shrinking here of late since Rex Burkhead's return. Sony Michel still getting his customary 15 to 20 touches in a game. I actually like Pittsburgh to win this game, which should benefit if it goes negative James White. But I like this ceiling of Dalvin Cook significantly higher against the Dolphins defense. It ranks inside the top 10 most fantasy points allowed to the running back position. And then Tariq Cohen, the human joystick. I mean, he just beats you in various ways. I think he gets close to 80 to 90 total yards. I think he finds the end zone through the air as well as a receiver. So I would start Cohen and Cook and sit down your third option there.
Brady or Cousins off the text line? Brady or Cousins?
Yeah, well, Kirk Cousins come out and scorch earth now that John DeFilippo is no longer involved. You know, I'm going to side with Kirk Cousins here at home. You know, Tom Brady's been more tepid. He did look good last week against Miami, but, you know, the same Dolphins secondary, it's facing Cousins. They may not have Xavier Howard back. He has not returned to practice. He is a key, a critical cog in that secondary. And if he sits, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs absolutely feast, which means it boosts the overall fantasy profile of Cousins. 275, 2-3 touchdowns.
Let's run a few more up the flagpole with Brad Evans, fantasy expert over at Yahoo Sports. Let's get to a Mark in San Francisco. You're next with Brad Evans on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, thanks. I have a 2-quarterback league. Should I start Cam Newton and Baker Mayfield or Derek Carr and Baker Mayfield? Thank you.
Ooh, spicy. You know what? I always fly the flag of team. So I am going to go on the backside of that. I can't believe I'm siding with a Raider, but I got to get credit where credit is due. Derek Carr has been money in the bank here the last 2 weeks. He's netted 303.5 pass yards per game, completed 75% of his attempts with an impeccable 5-0 touchdown interception split. And it's the Bungles. They're not even the Bengals. It's the Bungles of Cincinnati. Everybody scores a touchdown and gets a free bowl of Skyline chili as well there. So I think Derek Carr goes for 280 to 290, couple of touchdowns. Hell, I like Doug Martin. I like Jared Cook. Aitman could find the ends. It doesn't matter. Tim Brown's coming out of retirement going for $150 and $3 as well.
In San Francisco, Eric here next for Brad Evans. Go ahead, Eric.
What's going on, guys? I got a question for the quarterback. I got Phillip Rivers and Deshaun Watson. Who do I start?
Phillip Rivers and Deshaun Watson. I'm on the Rivers bandwagon tonight. He's going to rage. I think it's going to be a fantasy flood of points against Kansas City. Yes, a major shot in the arm for that secondary, getting Eric Berry back. But he is going to be on a pitch count, you know, getting ease back in after missing really the entire season. So I think ultimately Rivers, he could flirt with 400 yards tonight, 2-3 touchdowns. I mean, Kansas City, the vulnerability of this team really is in the trenches in terms of run defense. Why I like Justin Jackson quite a bit, but on the back end as well. And I don't think having Berry back on a limited basis is really going to solidify that concern.
All right, Anthony in the city, you are going to close things out on the phone lines. Go ahead, Anthony. You're on with Brad Evans.
Yeah, man. Hopefully I can do a two-part question here. Derrick Henry, Tevin Coleman, or Jeff Wilson Jr., or I need to keep two of the four, George Kittle, Jarvis Landry, Samuels, Curtis Samuels, or Tevin Coleman.
All right, so for that last one, you never sit Kittle, ever. I mean, the guy's just been unstoppable. He has been a stallion and nearly broke Shannon Sharpe's record last week. If he didn't get shut out in the second half, he would have done that in a single game for yards by a tight end. So I'm going to go with Kittle, and I'm going to go with Jarvis Landry. Again, Denver is allergic to just defending people in the open field beyond the line of scrimmage, and I think Landry's going to see upwards of 10 to 12 targets. He is going to post at least 80, 85 yards, probably a touchdown as well. Then for your running back dilemma, I guess you ride the hot hand of Derrick Henry. I think that was more of a, you know, a flash of brilliance last week, him just trucking over, again, Jacksonville defenders who refused to tackle. They weren't even slapping at the heels. They were trying to tackle a dude up high when all he got to do is go low, and he falls down like a tree in the forest, and that did not come to fruition. So now you get the Giants who've allowed 4.77 yards per carry since trading away Snacks Harrison midseason. You got to hope that he gets, you know, back to those 75 to 95 yard ways. That could be a bit of a stretch, but I have a good feeling he'll find the end zone, get you at least 60.
Goat, you're incredible. We take for granted sometimes just how much you know about all the players in the NFL, and we think that all broadcasters are like that, but I want you to take a listen to a famous broadcaster, a guy by the name of Stephen A. Smith, and tell me what you think about his knowledge of players in the National Football League.
I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer,
you got your linebacker. I'm sorry?
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry,
out
Max.
With
I'm
a foot.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this.
Goat, what do we make of a guy who thinks Hunter Henry is a player to watch when he hasn't played the entire season, Goat?
I would blame it on eggnog if I were Stephen A. Smith. I mean, how many millions is he getting? I hope ESPN is actually
not five,
paying him.
Not six.
I hope they're paying him in Turkish lira, not actually true American dollars.
Absolutely.
That God
was,
bless
that
you, Goat, and all of your spot-on knowledge. I'm a little disappointed you didn't say that Kellen Winslow was going to pop tonight. You may want to do your homework.
Senior or junior, because I think junior might be incarcerated right now.
I think the third maybe has the best chance to pop tonight,
yes,
Goat.
I agree. Good.
Enjoy the tequila, brother.
Appreciate it, amigos. Más tequila!